Australia needs a national inquiry into racism in the workplace. That's the call today from the country's Race Discrimination Commissioner, who's in Canberra with trade union and community leaders to consider the barriers to employment faced by First Peoples and other racialised communities. Girit Haran Sivaraman joins me now in our Parliament House studio. Commissioner, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks for having me.
Why is now the time for an inquiry, a new inquiry, into racism at work?
We can't wait. In our consultations for the National Anti-Racism Framework, workplaces were put forward as consistently as a really significant area where people experience systemic racism. And more recently, in our research and consultation for our Racism at Uni study, academic staff, professional staff showed really disturbingly high levels of racism. In our Seen and Heard project, which looked at racism post-October 7, every community we consulted with raised workplaces as a significant issue. So there's clearly a problem, but we don't know the extent of the problem. We never have, because we don't have good data on it. And if we don't work out the extent of the problem, we can't work out the solutions to fix it.
Well, what's your understanding of the scale of the issue in workplaces?
It's affecting people at every step of the employment journey. If you're a migrant, systemic racism means your qualifications don't get recognised. It means that you have to sit English proficiency test, even though you might have studied in English your whole life. It means you change your name to be more English sounding, because that means you're 10 times, I'm not exaggerating there, 10 times more likely to get a job interview. It means you're not culturally safe when you enter the workplace. It means you don't progress to positions of leadership. I mean, if you look at our CEOs, heads of public service, even in politics, you don't see too many people of colour. It tends to be white. That's as a result of systemic racism.
The Commission has also found that underreporting of discrimination for fear of retaliation is an issue. How prevalent is that?
Oh, it's really significant. I should note that the highest area of complaints to the Commission under the Race Discrimination Act is consistently in employment. Yet that is just a fraction of what will actually happen in workplaces. There are many data sets that show that most people don't make complaints because they're scared that they'll be victimised. And if they do make complaints, it often leads to an ending of the employment relationship. So it's not surprising that people don't speak up.
You've suggested legislative changes to introduce a so-called positive duty for employers. How would that work?
The Race Discrimination Act turns 50 this year, and it's about time that we stopped putting all the onus on the worker, the person who's the target of the racism, who's under-resourced and overwhelmed, to bring about change. We need the obligation to be on employers to take steps, evidence-based and measurable steps, to tackle racism. And it's in their interest. It's in the interest of the workers. It's in the interest of the community to do that.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. My guest in our Parliament House studio is Girit Haran Sivaraman, Australia's Race Discrimination Commissioner. Last month, you expressed hope, Commissioner, that the ceasefire in Gaza might lessen division in Australia. Do you think that's happened?
It's probably too early to tell. I've consulted with communities since, and I think it's consulted with Jewish communities, with Palestinian communities and Muslim communities. And my sense is that emotions are still very raw and people are hopeful. But the issue is this: unless you actually have systemic action, racism will keep bubbling out onto our streets. You've mentioned Gaza, but the community that's been targeted most recently is the Indian community. Prior to that, of course, and continuing, we have anti-Semitism, anti-Palestinian racism, Islamophobia. I think the real question that we should be asking is, why do we keep having these surges of racism? The target keeps changing, but the problem remains. That indicates we actually have a structural problem that we need to be courageous enough to admit and then bold enough to take action to combat.
In your view, what do you think has been driving some of the anti-Indian, anti-subcontinent racism that's been seen?
I think it's a combination of factors. I think it's firstly mis and disinformation on social media that target certain communities. I think it's very simplistic answers to complex problems like housing prices and the cost of living. And I think it's this notion of just targeting someone who looks different, and it's an easy target rather than actually And it can be fed by political rhetoric too, rather than doing the hard work of working out, well, what are the issues? They're often, the causes of these problems affect everyone. It doesn't matter what the colour of your skin is. If it's an unfair tax system or if it's something else, it's going to affect everyone.
The division saw special envoys appointed on anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. Do you think the reports that those envoys have produced have made a constructive contribution?
Well, I note that the Islamophobia Envoy's recent report specifically points to the National Anti-Racism Framework as a foundation for anti-racism action. And I note that it's not in her report, but the anti-Semitism envoy, in statements she's made publicly since, has talked about the National Anti-Racism Framework as being a solid foundation for anti-racism action. So I think in that sense, what they're saying is that you start with the solution that helps everyone, and then you can have more tailored approaches. And to that extent, I think that's something, of course, that we support and we think is the absolute way to proceed.
Who are you meeting with today?
I'm meeting with the Attorney General Rowland. I'm meeting with Sally Sittu, the member for Reed, and then I'm having a round table which is chaired by me with the ACTU and Noreen Young from the Jumbunna Institute, where we'll have not only unions and community organisations, but business as well. Australian Industry Group will be there, and really important people, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, who do a lot of work in employment. So it's going to be a fantastic roundtable. I'm really looking forward to what comes out of it.
Commissioner, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much.
It's Australia's Race Discrimination Commissioner, Giridharan Sivaraman.